Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a first for me, a sort of thing like this. Here's what it is. I don't know how to pronounce the name properly. So, all right.
Let's just bring Bill on.
Yeah, let's bring Bill on. Bill, welcome to the Overtime Show. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. First of all, you made me laugh because nobody could pronounce my last name through my entire school in Maryvale. It's Fichtner, and thank you very much for not butchering it and wondering about what to do with it.
Hey, you know what? First of all, if there's anything I am good for around this station, it is to make sure that people get a chuckle, so you are welcome for that.
I was listening to you guys, and I have to tell you, the Von Miller thing, him going off on that cart with that stoic face, I was just like, okay, how much do we have to worry about this? Because it's not like we haven't had enough to worry about this whole season when it comes to defensive injuries. But you know what? I mean, if we showed anything today, and there are players that we did not have out there today, and Tremaine not out there, Rousseau not out there, but we find a way, and knock on wood, and let's just keep our fingers crossed and see what happens with Vaughn, but we'll be okay. I mean, we're going to be okay. The bottom line with today was, I just get the feeling like, what's going on with Josh in the elbow is maybe a little bit more than we wish it was. But when push comes to shove and it comes right down to it, boy, we saw what we love about our team today. And it was just magnificent. Just magnificent, right?
Yeah, no, like that's I came like as Nate was going on for the network post game, I was still like a little irritated with some of the offensive play calling. But then I ate some turkey, ate my feelings away, Bill. And you know what? A soothing sensation came over me. I'm like, you know what? We're good. I was angry about the red zone last week. They did better there. So you know what? Yeah, no, this is a day where we can actually kick back a little bit, chill out, let the rest of the NFL work out its problems, and hope for the best with the injury status when it comes to Miller and Dawkins, and see where they come out of it on the other side. So, Bill, of course, the big thing here is this is a team that, strangely enough, hasn't won a division game yet, but I'm going to perfectly say this with full force confidence. This is the great team to do it. Of the four teams in the AFC East, the Patriots are my patsy. They're not good.
Well, I can't believe I'm rooting for the Vikings tonight, but here's the bottom line. Let's think about this now. I mean, listen, this happened last year, and we had to, we had that Jacksonville last year, that game, and we're like, what? What's going on here? We had the Jets game, arguably maybe Josh's worst game of the year. And the truth about it is, by 3 points, and we were just, by a couple of plays, and we don't lose that game. But we did. That's okay. It is what it is. But I really believe that we got three games in a row, and boy, talk about the timing of, the AFC East. 1, 2, 3. Do I think we win all three? Why not? I mean, are we the better team? The Dolphins are better than I'd like to believe because, I root for two teams every week, the Bills and whoever plays the Dolphins. But when it's coming to these three games in a row, sure, we can do that. And we should do that. And we're a banged-up team. And I'm not making excuses. We're a banged-up team. But we're finding ways, and I just got a lot of confidence. you know, and I hate to quote Bill Belichick, but the season begins after Thanksgiving. So let's see what we got in store for us the next 3 weeks.
You know, it's a great way to pull up that quote and be able to make that start of the season hopefully be a beatdown of his team. So that would be a very nice thing. Like, today was Thanksgiving. Let's make it next week, too, by smacking out the Patriots.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be beautiful? But I would like to say this tonight. Listen, I'm so appreciative that that Josh Allen is the person that he is and cares so much, not just about his team, and that he cares about the people that fill that stadium, and he wants to win for them. And we all appreciate it, and I'm so happy for him and the other players. But on this day, because, listen, I'm out in L.A. right now. I'm 3 hours earlier. The turkey's still just, like, getting cut up right now. But I want to tell you this. On this day, I'm most thankful and I'm most proud to be a member of a fan base like the Bills Mafia, like the Buffalo Bills fan base. It is like nothing in the league. We are the king. We are the smallest market, probably, right? And it doesn't matter. I'm so grateful today because I know how many people were so nervous like I was today and just like, oh, and we got that win today. And on this day, on Thanksgiving Day, and there's so much to be grateful for, to be a Buffalonian, to be in that town, and to on this day to give thanks to everybody that cares as much as I do, and I care as much as they do about this team. And I'm so happy that I'm going to sit down at the dinner table in about 5 minutes with a win. So thank you, Buffalo Bills. Thank you, Bulls Mafia. Thank you, Buffalo.
And thank you, Bill, for calling in. This is something I get to check off my sports radio bucket list. This has been surreal for me. So I appreciate this. This was a hell of a surprise.
Well, listen, we'll do it again. We'll do it again with another win because they're all coming.
Bet. I'll keep to it.
You got it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. You take care.
You too, Bill.
This was awesome.
All right, take care.
Bill Fichtner on the West Her Hotline. I butchered his name just now, didn't I?
It's Fichtner.
Fichtner. DJ.
I got you, Bill.
DJ, no. So that was awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.